You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Snoopin' is extra today. It takes you to Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, no.
Yep. Clearwater, Florida. One of my favorite things to do when we go, we go on a Florida vacation every year. We go down to Sarasota, mm-hmm. on a bay, boats everywhere. We take the booze cruise. We love the booze cruise. It cruises the bay. Yeah. They play music. You drink drinks. It's fun.
You do some bath salts.
Yeah. You bite somebody in the face. Yeah. Yes. Well, witnesses told law enforcement that everybody liked this booze cruise in Clearwater on the Clearwater Fun Boat.
Hey, nice, the fun boat.
Well, the person that liked it the most, unfortunately, was the captain.
Okay.
Who got so drunk he fell out of the boat into the water.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the captain.
That's a problem.
Yeah, had 30 people on the boat.
It's my responsibility to go down ahead of the boat.
All right. All right. Iceberg.
I'm out of here.
The water.
Was there anyone on the boat that knew how to, you know, steer the boat?
He has crew, so somebody was crewing, but yeah. The captain, John Beckwith.
That sounds like a captain.
Impaired to the point where he fell off the vessel. Police say when they spoke to employees on the boat, they were told that Captain Beckwith arrived at the boat stumbling and had food all over his face.
I'm wondering if I was on this boat.
You got a call now. Really?
I might have pictures on my phone of my dad dancing with my mother on this boat. Because we took a boat out of Clearwater. Clearwater, by the way, home of the very first Hooters. It's still there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we took a boat out of Clearwater.
Oh, dude, that could be
that boat. Yeah.
The Clearwater Fun Boat.
It sounds like it might have been. No, let me Google
it.
Yeah,
baby. Let's see. He was 0.11. Wow, that's, you know, 0.08 is intoxicated in that state. Clearwater police say Beckwith's breath smelled like alcohol, eyes were bloodshot, unbalanced, and of course soaking wet.
Yeah, well,
this is gonna get the anchor.
Now, in fairness to him,
what?
It's a pontoon boat. It's a giant pontoon,
okay.
So it's easier to fall out of.
Yes, but if you're the captain, it's a bad look.
Is it easier?
I think it is.
You don't,
because I was encased in like a Spirit of Norfolk type ship.
All right.
He's on a pontoon.
When I go, it's open deck.
Yeah,
yeah, it's never closed. Yeah. No.
It's like this.
It's just a big floater.
If Rick fell off, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
It's Rick. He's not typically on the water a lot.
Yeah, he's not the captain of the boat.
He's not currently
driving the boat.
That's a little more concerning.
Well, I'll tell you what, that story's true.
And stupid.
And that's why it is.
Stupid is extra.